Have you ever wondered why remote work sounds so appealing in theory, but so often falls apart in practice? When the pandemic hit in 2020, social media erupted with excitement. We finally get to work from home. People cheered. My only thought was, you have no idea what you are getting into. And I say that with some authority, because 10 years ago I was part of a fully remote publishing project. Over 3 years, I personally mastered about 1,000 different ways to slack off online, keeping my camera on while scrolling through my phone, making trivial edits in a shared document just so the activity log would show I'd been doing something, hiding behind, sorry, I just lost connection whenever a problem came up. These were my own tricks. I am not sharing them out of pride. I am sharing them out of pride. I am sharing them to make a point. If someone who holds themselves to reasonably high standards can find that many gaps to exploit, what happens with someone who has even less self-discipline? The drive to do good work is part of human nature. But so is the desire to take the easy road, and that second impulse is considerably stronger. The office environment has always been quietly working against your laziness on your behalf. Remote work strips all of that away, and what you are left with is just you and your self-control. So here is my honest assessment. Remote work isn't bad, it's actually great. But freedom always comes with a price. The people who can consistently deliver high-quality work when no one is watching aren't naturally disciplined. They've built a structure for themselves, a structure specifically designed to push back against their own human nature.